Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gruber Show live from Studio G in the heart of America on a beautiful free-for-all Friday. I'm Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. I'm willing to tell you the truth and nobody else will. I'm willing to be brutally honest and no more so than on a Friday. God bless America, let's roll. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, a lot to cover on this Friday. We have several big stories in the hopper. The debacle that was the withdrawal from Afghanistan, far worse than you've ever been told, but I'll fill you in. Number two, conservative groups are forging ahead with a deal much like the Contract for America, and it may pull groups together to help save this nation from the cesspool of socialism and authoritarianism. I'll have the names for you. And number three, as I mentioned, of course, it's Free for All Friday. It's been a while since we had a chance to do this, so dust off your phones, America. Get ready to be heard. The Common Sense Hotline brought to you this hour by Patriot Mobile. The number is 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. Call in now. Anything on your mind is free game. There are only a couple of rules, as you know. First, you got to keep it clean. That's rule number one. And second, if you've been on the last 30 days or so, try to give some other people a chance to get in without clogging the phone lines because, yes, they get jammed up. So again, the Common Sense Hotline is 877-310-9966. So the border, Bidenomics, Biden giving Israel an ultimatum, destroying nearly 80 years of diplomacy between the U.S. and the Jewish state. Those are just some ideas. So let's start with this. I'm going to start with a little bit of sound here while Nathan lines up the phone calls, all right? Boy, the perfect question for Corrine and TikTok and why Joe Biden calls out President Xi on the topic while still using TikTok. Doesn't make much sense. Here it is.
Yesterday's call with President Xi. If President Biden is concerned enough about TikTok to bring it up on a call with the president of China, why is he and why is the vice president, why are they still making videos for TikTok?
That's coming out of the campaign, so I would refer you to the campaign.
I understand.
It is the campaign's decision. I would refer you to the campaign. We have been very clear. We are not trying to ban TikTok. We're not trying to ban TikTok. We're talking about a divestment. You heard that from the National Security Advisor when he's been here a couple times at the podium speaking to TikTok and the legislation and how we're trying to move forward. It is a platform that we really need to take seriously here. We're talking about on national security. And so we've talked about not banning, divesting. Not banning, divesting. So we want to be very clear about that.
We want to be very clear that we love TikTok. Even if it's a national security issue, we don't care. We're going to do it anyway. Free for All Friday. Who's going to kick it off today? Ken is going to kick it off from the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. First man standing is Ken. Ken, how are you today?
Pretty good. I'm having a lot of problems up in this area with the Rhino Republicans. A lot of the votes that they've been having, it just seems like they're going with the Democrats up this way. I don't understand.
Yeah, we see that too much in a lot of different places, don't we? The $1.2 trillion spending bill, the latest example of too many spineless Republicans going the wrong direction, Ken. Where are you in Pennsylvania?
We're in Westmoreland County. It used to be 3-1 Democrat here. But the Republicans seem to have taken it by over 30,000, and I just can't understand why they're not a stronger group up this end.
Yeah. Well, it is difficult to say the least, but too many, and that's what we're seeing here, Ken. A lot of people cleaning house. The primaries are taking people out of the way that are not conservative enough, that are just Democrats in Republican clothing. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. The good news that Ken shared with me there, though, is that they've gone from being down 3-1 to having better choices and more Republicans. By the way, a Republican in Nebraska just jumped over. Longtime 40-year state senator in Nebraska said, I'm not a Democrat anymore, I'm a Republican. All right. Let's see. Marquine, I'm going to see if I'm going to get this right. In Texas, how are you today? What's your name?
Doing well. It's Martine.
Martine, I got you, sir. All right, good to have you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a similar topic. It's more about Wall Street. A bunch of banks are obviously failing and stuff like that, and a bunch of institutions have counterfeit shares that they have not yet purchased. What are your thoughts?
But they have counterfeit shares of the banks is what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, what I think is that the banking industry in America is a lot tougher shape than you get told. We saw some of these regional banks fail, what, a year ago now? It's been a bit. Other banks are in bad shape. Listen, banks only have about 10% of your money at any given time. If there's ever a run on the bank, you show up and say, I want my cash, there isn't any. That's a problem.
Correct.
I mean, and that's a problem because if you want your money, Martin, you're not going to get it. They're going to say, yeah, come back in a few days. And if a bunch of people go at the same time, they don't have the money. That's why you have these problems. And bad banking policies have led us into trouble before. Back when Bill Clinton told the world they had to lend money to anybody who wanted a home, basically, whether they were qualified or not. It's when the government gets involved and standard banking practices are disregarded that the banks in America come into trouble. Now, I don't know about those shares. I'm going to have to look those up and see what that's about. I'll get back to you on it, though, but thank you for bringing it to my attention. Greatly appreciate you being here.
Do you mind if I give you a couple of tickers to kind of look into?
Go real quick.
MMTLP has brought it up to Congress. It was branched off of MMAT as a dividend that never got delivered. And
so, do you think our banking system is being gamed? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, but is that what you're suggesting?
It sounds like all these hedge funds are shorting companies to destroy them, and yet the CEOs come out to basically
the CEOs still get tens of millions of dollars and they're parachute out. We've seen that happen. You know, MMTOP, MMAT, I'm going to look into this. Martin, thank you. Greatly appreciate it. Yeah. All right, Ken in New Jersey. What is your topic today?
I love your show. I got a most important question for you. The Republicans had the biggest election win ever when the Georgia Supreme Court ruled that they had standing in the case. They were supposed to be given 150,000 of the ballots to examine. These were the mail-in ballots where there were no creases in them. This thing has been sitting there after the Supreme Court handed them this victory. The judge is sitting on it for over a year. I want to know why none of the politicians in Georgia are on this, because this was the biggest win that they got.
It was about the only win they got, in fact.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a fair question, Ken. Where are the ballots? Why are they not being examined? What is the story? We got the proof. Got the proof sitting right there. Let's look into that. Ken, thank you for checking in. It was a big win. In fact, it was about the only win. David is in Kentucky today. We're going to go to David now. David, what's your idea today?
Yes, I think that the people in the grassroots need to get more involved about term limits. The Constitution just states how long a term is. But each state could pass law saying that they can limit their representatives to so many terms. And also, I like to see a state initiative to expedite recall. If the each state senate and House wanted to recall,
I like that
a
idea. If somebody's not doing their job, you can give them the hook and get them off quickly. David, thank you for that. By the way, speaking of being able to get rid of people, the Biden administration has just put in a rule that will protect federal employees from being fired if Donald Trump is elected. You know, Ronald Reagan got rid of more than 100,000 federal employees. Joe Biden has now finalized a rule making that impossible, already interfering with Trump's second term.